like a belly praising my God.
The feet of the Master, Lord, I said, Lord Jesus came and yet is so mean and the reed to God. He set me free, he set me free, he set me free. He broke the bond of redeem for me.
Thank you.
Udami ye ye tuwa la do,
ikoro mi ni la ni shoro, shuba Jesu ye o mari ni o boni kalaro, Udami ye, Udami ye.
To rise up on our feet.
As you say, man, we pray.
As you already know, that today is the last day in this revival.
How did they do?
We are going to rise up on our feet.
How be your July today?
We try to rise up on our feet. Each and every one of us will call the name of Jesus. And you say, I immerse myself into the blood of Jesus. I baptize my life in the blood of Jesus. Every covenant that is that opposes my deliverance. Every covenant that opposes my deliverance. Every covenant that can hinder the perfections of work of God's work in my life. This evening they should be nullified. This evening they should vanish. Pray.
Thank you.
Oya gbogbo ma je mo to se lodi. Gbogbo ma je mo to le tako ati da itusile. Gbogbo ma je mo to le tako ise iyanu Olorun. Gbogbo ma je mo to tako ise ase pe. Gbogbo ma je mo na ni ko pare ko di asemeni loruko Jesu. Pe mo ri ara mi bonu eje Jesu. Pe mo gbe aye mi wo inu eje Jesu.
I cast my life into the blood of Jesus.
Gbogbo ma je mo na ni ko di asan.
Every covenant should be nullified.
Gbogbo ma je mo na ni ko pare.
All those covenants should be erased.
Gbogbo ma je mo na ni ko di oku.
All those covenants should be made dead.
Gbogbo ma je mo na ni ko pare.
All those covenants should be erased.
Gbogbo ma je mo na ni ko dasan.
All those covenants should be nullified.
Gbogbo ma je mo na ni ko di oku.
All those covenants should be made dead.
Gbogbo ri ara mi bonu eje Jesu.
Yeah, I cast my life into the blood. I baptize my life in the blood of Jesus. Every covenant that links my life with the darkness. See Jesus connects my life with the darkness. There should be
rain.
I come to the blood of Jesus. I come to the greatest blood. I immerse my life, my spirit into the blood of Jesus. Every ancient covenant. Every covenant with the devil works
with.
Every covenant of family
backslide.
Every covenant family
conflict.
Every covenant that the forefathers have built with the darkness. Every covenant that afflicts the children. Today I come to the blood of Jesus.
First
covenant and only five. Don't forget, keep talking. Speak out. Don't come in
there.
Rest totally today. Every covenant that can go against my
children.
Every covenant through which the devil can claim my life. Every covenant connects my life with the darkness. Every ancient and old covenant. Every covenant with the devil can hold on to. Every covenant through fetish activities. Eating concussion in the way of
God.
I go into the blood of Jesus. I immerse myself into that blood. And I nullify those covenants. By the power in the blood of Jesus. I nullify those covenants. Every covenant of negative
world.
Maybe I heard of it or maybe I don't hear of it. Jesus to nullify those covenants. Every covenant with battle works
through.
Every covenant with the darkness go in line with me. Every covenant of evil dream. Every covenant of evil thought. Use the blood of Jesus to nullify
it.
Speak it out by yourself. Every covenant of
vanity.
Covenant of disturbance. Covenant behind my battle. That manifests and afflicts my life. I nullify you through the blood of Jesus. Every covenant of evil dream. I nullify them through the blood of Jesus. Every covenant of evil vision. I nullify them in the name of Jesus. Every covenant of the power of darkness. I nullify them in the blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. I use the blood of Jesus. I call on the blood of Jesus. I use the blood of Jesus. Every covenant that goes
contrary.
Every covenant that are different. Every covenant covenant of bewitchment. Every covenant of battery. Every covenant which the devil hold on to. Every covenant which bewitchment hold on to. Today I got you. Today I nullify them. Today I reject you. Today I destroy you. Because Christ has
been
crucified, which was written against me. Every covenant with the devil, every covenant with the devil, hold on to. Mommy, pray. You, mommy, pray.
Baba, sorrow.
Daddy, pray.
You, brother, sorrow.
Brother, please pray. Every covenant with the devil, hold on to. Every covenant with the devil can attack you. I use the new covenant blood of Jesus. I use it in raising all those covenants. I use the new covenant blood of Jesus. I use it to nullify those kind of covenants. Every covenant of
disaster.
Every covenant of
bewitchment.
Every covenant of the host of hell.
Keep
saying it, that every covenant with the devil can claim me. Every covenant with the devil can claim me and struggle me with the
blood
of God. I nullify you today.
By
the new covenant blood of Jesus
Christ,
begin to immerse yourself into that blood.
I
immerse my life into the blood of Jesus. I immerse my husband into the blood of Jesus. I immerse my wife, husband, and children into the blood of Jesus. Every covenant of the coming is God of the
Catholic.
You don't need to sit down now. Every covenant of bewitchment. Every covenant of idol. Every covenant of
Hebrew.
Every covenant with the devil of
me.
Every covenant of family battle. Every covenant of the host of hell. I come to the fountain of the blood of the Lord. I immerse myself into that blood. I immerse myself into the blood of Jesus. Every covenant which my parents have made with me. Every covenant which my forefathers have made with me. With the devil hold on to. I nullify you over my life today. By the blood which was shed by Jesus as a
sacrifice.
By the blood of Jesus
Christ.
I nullify you. I nullify you. I nullify them. I nullify them. Every covenant with the devil hold on to. Covenants that connect my life with the darkness. Covenants that links my life with
problems.
Opposes one's deliverance.
We
nullify.
Erase. Ni oruko Jesu Oluwawa.
Jesus name we pray.
Etu wi pe bayi ko to dife joko.
He said it in another way around before you have your
Oluwa so fun woli re wi pe.
The Lord told his prophet that
so plenty of my Israeli
say it at the hearing of the children of Israel.
Gbogbo majemu ti won ti ba iku da.
Now every covenant I've made with them, they shall be nullified.
Imule won pelu ipo oku ni oni duro.
They are accord with you are going to call the name of Jesus. Every covenant which any man can make with problem over my life. With every covenant that they have made with them over my life.
What
my marriage over my family, that's why you keep saying
it.
You cry and shout the name of of Jesus. I come to Calvary. By faith, I'm coming to Calvary. Every covenant which was made by man that made with sudden death and untimely death, that made with graveyard and sickness, that made with disappointment and problems of my life, today I
Ẹ jẹ́
Let's have a seat.
Liberty. And see Bibeli was in the way in relative Matthew.
While we open our Bible into the book of Gospel according to Matthew.
When you relative Matthew.
Gospel according to Matthew. Chapter
21.
I will read it from verse 1 to 10 also. The topic of the sermon we are listening to in tonight's revival is loose them and bring them unto me. Loose them. And bring them unto me.
Amen.
Amen. Loose them. And bring them unto me. The topic of the sermon tonight. Loose them. And bring them unto me.
I'm
saying it once again. Loose them. And bring them unto me. It is God that made the plans for every one of us to be here today. Most of the time the plans of God are beyond human understanding. Maybe you are listening to it through the internet, or you are listening to it wherever you are, maybe in another city or another country. God has something to do in our life. That's the reason why he gives us the privilege and the grace to listen to this sermon. Therefore, I will beseech you to be diligent to listen to this word. Because in it, the Lord will walk. Because in it, the Lord is going to lead us to do those things he wants us to do. And I know that the Lord that has made the authority of deliverance is going to make his deliverance manifest in your life. Live there. And bring them unto me. I read from verse
1.
And when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem, and when they come to Bethphage, unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus two disciples, saying unto them, go into the village over against you. A straight way ye shall find an
hashtag
and a coat with her. Loose them and bring them unto me. If any man say out of ye shall say, the Lord hath need of them, and straight way ye shall send them. All this was done. And we fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet saying,
hey,
ye the daughter of Zion, behold thy king cometh unto thee meek, and sitting upon an
high,
and he put the foot of an
high,
and the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them, and brought the heart and the coat, and put on them their clothes, and they set him upon it. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the tree and straw them in the way. And the multitudes were went before, and they that followed Christ saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he was coming to Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? Who is this?
Amen.
Amen. Loose them and bring them unto me. In our text, even though I explained it to us yesterday, but God wants to walk in our midst in a special way today. As I told you yesterday, when Jesus was about to perfect his work he came to do over human race, most especially the work to give himself as a sacrifice for us, the work to make his blood as a propitiation to be free from sin and
death.
The reason why Jesus sent his way to Jerusalem to go in there. And when he drew nigh to Jerusalem, as it was written before, he told his disciples,
the
two of them that go to that village. This means that village straight away before them. Say, go there. You will see an heart that is tied down and his coat, bring them and bring them unto me. Loose them, both the heart and the coat. Loose them today. Both you, your family, you shall receive deliverance. This ass was tied and his coat also. Jesus said, loose them and bring them unto me. And when you are losing them, anyone that has, why are you losing them? Say, the Lord has need of them. That is what he told us about yesterday, and I know you understand. And that was what God used in working. And it was told us that they went to the place. As Jesus said, that was also how they saw him. They saw the heart. They saw the coat which was also tied there. And they loosed them. And they brought it unto Jesus. Then Jesus climbed on the
heart.
Stand as a means of transportation for honorary men there. The heart which was never ridden by any man. Jesus ride upon this heart unto Jerusalem. Then the people decorated this
heart.
They began to give honor to this heart because of the person that mounts on it. We were told that deliverance is essential before glorification. If someone is bounded, doesn't allow ones to be useful for God. When we are talking about deliverance, that lose them. Anybody that is said to be loose, this means that person has been bounded. Bondage can bind someone. This bondage you are talking about is not a physical bondage like this. It's not the one we can see with our physical eyes. Because some people will say, who is now in bondage among us? It is a spiritual bondage. Spiritual bondage. Demons to bind man. Bondage to cultism.
Maybe
groups of witches, wizards, and all that. Demons bind man. If they bind man, what will happen is man is going to go over some evil thoughts. Start to have evil dreams. Start to behave strangely. And people will start seeing someone like that. If that bondage is upon man, bondages to demons. Another type of bondage that is bondage to sin. This bondage, when it's
binding,
whatever bondage you're seeing about man, that is what the person is going to practice.
He's
going to practice it even though they complain because it has been in that bondage. Look at that person drinking alcohol. Some people are binding, not as just that they just start drinking. If they call for his pain and his complain, if that bondage has never been loosed, and that bondage will be loosed. Once he's coming into his mind, he's going to go and drink it. If he falls yesterday and injure all his legs, that doesn't mean it's not good for
you.
Because it's the spirit of alcoholism that has found him. And that chain is upon his leg, he's going to draw him with it. Once it draws it to him, he's going to make him test of it. Also, those who are thieves. all those people that fornicate, also those people that fight, also those people that cause, they are bounded. And that bondage is called bondage to sin. They are bounded. You see some people, some people they are very pleased with fighting to destroy things and cause a question. Some people they do get afraid of fighting. The reason is that person that do get happy with fighting all the time, he has been bounded in bondage of fight. I'm talking about bondage. As this ass has been tied down, that is also demons and his oath, how they used to bind man. That is also how demons bind man. If man is ignorant of those things he ought to know about God, another type of bondage is bondage to problem, bondage to battles. The different kinds of battle man faces on the face of the heart is a bondage. Is a bondage. I've told you the way to identify that someone is in bondage. Look at a tight goat. If a goat is tied down, he's going to look at other goats roaming around and he's going to be in a stagnant position. He might also wish to walk around like that. Maybe a bread has fallen out from a little child on the road. That goat that is tied down here and is looking at that bread apart. He might be stretching his neck like this, but that rope on his neck won't allow him to move. That is also how man can identify if one is a bondage. Things that man ought to do, you will be unable to do them. Maybe spiritually, maybe physically, you will be unable to do them. Even to hit, is to feed himself, is going to struggle to do them. That's Monday to addiction. Some people's sickness is as a result of bondage. Devil, demons, and wicked men. You are the one that binds man with that kind of boundary. But glory be to God. The man that holds the authority to deliverance. Listen to what Jesus has said. He sent his disciples. That is also how Jesus in his message sent me to deliver that message unto you. As he said that time, he has also given us that authority that go to that nearby village. Look at our programs raised up by ministers of God. We have villages for her. Anyone that comes to that place, they have come to that junction. And that is where the ministers of God will see them. And God has given us that authority that go to that village. You will see an ass tied down. Loose them. Anyone that has you, tell them that the Lord has sent me, ask me of me. I'm here to make use of that authority. That God has need of you. Therefore, every one is loose from you as I'm talking. You that you are afflicted. If it is possible for you to listen to this word, I'm saying it, those bondages loose from you. You might have used drugs, you might have taken injections, you might have done sort of things. But because I'm speaking the words of the God that holds heaven and heart, every bondage that makes you to be oppressed, as you listen to this word, they are loose from you. Listen. What is left to you, God has released his authority, and I'm also ready to make use of that authority. As you finish this revival today, but are you ready to receive it? Are you ready for your deliverance? Look at this ass. The house was not stubborn. When the ministers of God got to where it was tied to, The ass has the power to just kick his men, give them kicks. But he didn't do that. He has the opportunity to use his arm to take them away, but he didn't do that. It was loosed easily. It was loosed with ease. It was brought to that person that sent them. If you can be diligent and surrender your life to God, to know those things the Lord wants us to know. This sermon we shall disseminate this on our 3 points. Because what God will do in our midst today will be wonderful. These are what God wants us to do. And we shall know it under these 3 points. Under the first point, the essence of God's authority for deliverance. Why has the Lord told the disciples to go to that village? Which has Lucy and her side down. Lose it. Lose it. He owns that authority. And why has he authorized it? And I told you that those words he said there is a living word still working to now. The authority he has given it to his minister. You that you are afflicted by evil deeds, I command in the name of Jesus, every evil spirit oppressing your life, every spirit tormenting you, every spirit tormenting your life, every tormenting spirit living in you,
you go
down out of you. Glory be to God. The reason why God authorized your deliverance, that is what we are going to check for. The second point, the duties God has for us. What God wants to use us for, that He made our authority for deliverance. This means the focus of God. What are the focus of God? For Him to have authorized our deliverance. The focus of God. We shall look on that. Under the third point, implications and detriment of being obstinate. Implications and detriment of being obstinate. What is called? May the Lord bless you in Jesus' name. If that house has been stubborn, what are the implications? It's going to remain in that bondage. If he kicks those people's hands, and he uses his horn to jab them away, he will remain in that bondage. But because he was not stubborn, he got his deliverance. Let me check it point by point. The first point, the reason why God authorized deliverance. I've told you the meaning of bondage. And I've told you the categories it is. I've told you how you can identify it. It was God that has authorized the deliverance. The command he made at the graveyard of Lazarus, are losing and let him go. He's an eternal commandment. The commandment he made for that hour, that the disciples should go and lose the heart. You that the world has tied down, that the demons has bound. And they say that there is no man that can
use
you. And use your authority of God, you receive deliverance as you listen. Because God has paid the debt of your sin. When you were sinner, God has Jesus has died for you. In as much you know,
that you were not redeemed by corruptible things. Out of the hands of darkness, out of the hands of demons, out of the hands of devil, out of the hands of corruptible character, but by the blood, precious blood of Jesus. You that I'm looking at, that you are tied down, and the man that is looking to that one receive deliverance.
Amen.
What are the reasons why God authorized deliverance?
Listen,
if you go to the devil, devil would lose. If you see that a man goes to the devil, he's going to lose him from a battle and still place him under the hands of another battle. Listen to what I'm telling you and observe it. If someone goes to the devil for help, this is what happens. He's going to be loosed. Then he's not going to be on that substitute. That is the reason why many people go about doing demonic charity and making sacrifice. Because he went to plead to that battle. That battle are requests of things from him. That doesn't mean he has received this number, he has been placed on that hill. But it is God that has losing. What spirit demands for oil from you? What spirit demands for God from you? What spirit demands and cry behind you and calls for from oil? I command that those spirits catch fire in Jesus' name. You shall be transformed as you listen to this word. The reason why God authorized deliverance. The reason why God authorized deliverance. When man is in bondage, it doesn't allow one to fulfill God's sent vision. You see, as we much, is that the reason why you were sent to the world? That's one thing that God wants you to do. But if that bondage is a man's life, there are some bondages that doesn't allow one to fulfill God's errand. There's a certain design that God wants you to make to this world. If one is in bondage, you can deny one of doing it. Bondage binds one vision and hinders one of manifesting it. That is the reason why God commands your deliverance. If one is in bondage, it won't be useful for God. Someone's life won't profit God. This reason, God knows, and it is devil that has done that perverse work to put one in bondage, so that God's vision is going to be
erased,
so that one will be unable to fulfill God's vision, so that man will be useless unto God. That is the reason why Jesus says a thief comes not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I call to give them life, to give them abundant life. The devil and his host, they are thieves. They are the one that binds man with bondage, to make man to be unable to prosper, to make man useless, to make man not be able to be useful to God, to quench man's vision. There is no man God has created, either male or female, which the Lord hasn't created glory in them. But if man is in bondage, bondages erase man's glory. That is the reason why Jesus says and commands for deliverance. That are tied down,
Jesus knows that that ass cannot fulfill that vision. It is impossible for Jesus to go to that house and mount on it without bondage. He has to release his authority for deliverance. When he has commanded for deliverance, that was when he could mount on him and make use of it. Here for daddy and mommy. For your sake. For your sake. Was the reason why Jesus released authority for deliverance. He has released the authority for deliverance. Because he knows what he has created in you is a glorious thing. The glory you've embedded in you, the talent you put in you, they are good things. But bondages makes man unable to use them. Then to make it useful, that was the reason why he releases authority for deliverance. That was the reason why he commands for deliverance. The Lord loves you. The Lord loves human being more than any other thing. It is for your sake that he has to release his authority for deliverance. Doesn't want you to die in that state. Doesn't want to die. He wants you to die in your pressure. He doesn't want you to die in that state. It is for your sake that Jesus releases authority for deliverance. Hallelujah. He releases authority for deliverance so that you become free, because it is the wish of God that man should be able to serve in holiness with a clear conscience and with boldness. Listen in the book of Luke. Luke chapter 1. Reasons why God authorized your deliverance. Luke chapter 1. Verse 74. Says that he will grant unto us that we being delivered out of the hands of our enemies, that we being delivered out of the hands of wounds. This means to set us free out of the bondages of the enemy, that we might serve him without fear. That we might serve him without fear. We serve him with a clear conscience. That is the reason why God has authorized your deliverance. That he will give it unto us to serve us, so that we might serve him without fear. In our holiness, not in white garment, but in white in holy character. In holiness, this is how we serve God. But if man is in bondage, one will wear white garment and his character should be darkened. In man's character, when one is yet to be weak, man is born with hypocritical attitude. Man is born with corny attitude. But it is by faith in Jesus Christ that man is saved, and we call upon the character. He says he will give unto us that we be delivered out of the hands of enemies, that we might serve him without fear. Without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our lives, that we might serve him with boldness, that we might serve him without fear. That's the reason why he releases the authority for deliverance. God doesn't want us to serve him with a bad conscience. God wants us to serve him with boldness. He wants us to serve him in holiness. He wants us to serve him in his righteousness. But if man is in bondage, these things are impossible. If man is in bondage, there is no man that can serve God in a holy way. If man is in bondage, there is no man that can serve God in faithfulness. If man is in bondage, there is no man that can serve God without fear. And that is what God wants. God wants us to serve him in holiness, without fear, without fear, in holiness.
That is when it will be useful unto him. I move to the second point. This is the duties God asked for her. This means the focus of God. The focus of God on us for him to release his authority for deliverance. Look at those people fornicating. They have been bounded. They have been bounded. Is a bondage. Is a bondage. And it is impossible for God to use them in that place. That is the reason why the devil has bound them. They will be useless unto their creator. He wants to waste them. He wants to waste their lives. And I pray unto my listeners. The devil will waste you. The devil will waste you. These are the focus of God. For him to have released his authority for deliverance. What he wants to use us for. I'm speaking to you. God wants to make you a vessel unto honor. A vessel unto honor. A vessel unto honor. A vessel unto honor. Let me give you an example of a vessel unto honor. So that you'll be able to snatch yourself away from the ends of the devil. Take a look at your house. Look at the difference between your dishes. The one you use for heating. And the calabash. Do you know the difference? Or maybe just a bowl. You see, that your dish, your plate is very good.
Even
your mummies, you have where you hang them. But that bowl, you can put it at the bathroom, you can put it at the toilet. Look your shoes. All those rubber slippers. All those Dunlop slippers. Look at all those slippers. Look at all those your cover shoes. Out of mommies and daddies. There are some shoes that intentionally when you wear it finish, you clean them. And you put it in the shoe rack. Is it so or not? How many of you put your Dunlop slippers on your shoe rack? You are using it. How many of you that you are, maybe you have to meet the governor? You wear a good cloth and you now wear a Dunlop slippers, you wear a good cover shield. That is also how God wants to make us move. This is the focus of God for releasing his authority. Apart from serving him as a producer, the focus is this. He wants to use you. He wants to make a vessel unto honor. He wants to make a vessel unto honor. And he wants to also make his right hand. He wants to use you as he uses his right hand.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It will be a meeting, say what?
As I'm standing, as I'm your pastor and I'm preaching to you. It is not every one of us that will be like that. But we have special ways which the Lord wants to use each and every one of us. We have different ways which the Lord wants to make use of us. And it will be a vessel unto honor. These are the focus of God for releasing his authority for deliverance. These are his focus. What God wants to use us for. He wants us to now look at my people that are worshiping me.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You
want to point out that the devil, look at my children, look at how his life is. After we receive deliverance, this is the focus of God. God wants to boast of God. The Lord wants us to make us the envious of God. Look at how he said in the book of Malachi, Malachi chapter 3, verse
17 and 18. Say they shall be mine.
Says
the Lord of hosts. In that day when I make.
And
I make up my jewels and spear them as a man spears his own. I will spear them. As a man spears his own son that serveth in it. Then shall you return. And discern between the righteous and the wicked. Between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. God wants to show the difference. That is the book of God. He wants to reveal the difference. Look at the person serving me. Look at the person doing my wishes. Look at the person doing my will. Both in the secret place and publicly, he does my will. Not hypocritically. Not that you laugh publicly
and
deep innerly. He wants to speak to other people's lives through us. Are you listening to me? These are the motives of God. He wants to speak to others through your life. He wants to make other people believe through you. Your mouth, your communication, your behavior, your communication.
You
want to use it in speaking to others. Hallelujah. These are his motives. These are what God wants to use it you for. Hallelujah.
There
is a woman.
There
is a lady. She went to, she's in the university.
There
are women that have received the deliverance. She's free. She has gotten her deliverance. God has laid his hand on her. Do you know that? Our walking steps, our conversation, made some cultists change their ways. Some evilly possessed people are making conversations that this lady, she's different in this entire campus. Now when you see her like this, you look as if you are looking at an angel. Once he's walking, it seems her footstep is like a torchlight in the darkness. Therefore, our appearance pleases man. Not that we are wishing to marry her, but it makes one impress man. You impress to know God. That Lord God, look at this lady that is for God. Lord, make me yours. Lord, save me. Because she has gotten a deliverance. Not that you attach your artificial ears to her ear. Those ones are the weird ones and make fashion to it. There are all those demons that are going to go to her. Now we are speaking to you. Come here. But this lady, if I won't add to it and say exactly as you say it, he said they do go to her. When she's going like this, they will go and meet her. That sister, please pray for
me.
A
cultist.
So say, because she has gotten deliverance. And this is the reason why God delivered her. She used to see the glory of God. This is different. Not that she's going out in the midnight to pray, not that she's going in the afternoon. Because she has gotten the deliverance. There is no lust in her heart. There is bad things also please her. Many of the ladies among you, it is because they are at the outreach of man, they have not gotten delivered in their heart. If they can get to the outskirts, and
you
can't be watched over again. What is in your heart? You must receive deliverance. That is the reason why God made plans for your deliverance. This is because He wants your spirit to be clean, your heart to be clean, your body should be clean, your attitude should be clean. And this is how you it will make you transparent. God that is in you will be able to be revealed. But when your heart, your spirit is not clean, it will look like an opaque cloth. It's a thick cloth. If you put it at the cloth, it will reflect the light. Do you understand it like that? This will make the glory of God manifest in you. God wants to reveal His glory. He wants to use your footsteps to communicate to men. He wants to use your dressings to communicate to men. These are the focus of God for making plans for deliverance. Another one. He wants to use you for His work of service. Works of service. Work of service. You also become an usher. Also pray for the church. Become an evangelist. To become a visitor.
Have an education
team. To become a children teacher. To become an adolescent teacher. To become a Bible teacher. To become leaders in different categories. To become a choir.
There
are works of service. Works of service. He wants to use you. Because you can't do that without receiving deliverance. As that ass cannot be ridden with its bondage. Listen. Jesus made his plan is the one for deliverance so that ass will be brought. Because the reason why that ass is sent to this world is for Jesus to ride on it. And he can't fulfill that vision without bondage on it. That was the reason why Jesus commanded. And the motives of Jesus is so that he can rise it. So that his glory will be manifested upon that heart. So that the people see. So that he was going to fulfill his vision. Another one apart from works of service. God makes use of man for ministerial work. There are some people among you that have ministerial duties to do. Ministerial duties is more than work of service. But when there is bondage upon man, you can't go into ministerial work.
He's
just going to do it like Uzza.
He's
going to get chastised and fall down and see bad things. These are the reasons, focus, and motives of God. Plans for authority has been made for you. God intentionally said it. I don't know how to say it more than this.
He
intentionally said it. That go and lose them. You are not the only one that will receive deliverance tonight. Both you, your husband, wife, and children. Your entire family shall be delivered. It is the authority which the Lord has made. He said, lose them. Go and lose them and bring them unto me. Go and lose them and bring them unto me. Go and use them and bring them unto me. You have seen the essentiality for God's authority for deliverance and the motives of God's authority for deliverance. Daddy and mommy, that you are aged. This is the motives of God for you. Youth and children that are not experienced. God wants to use you in your communication to them so that they will change. There are many youth, both male and female, that they are not experienced and they don't know. They think that they will be as they have till the end. They don't know that it won't be like that all the time. That is the reason why they walk around Garuda all the way. That is the reason why they misuse themselves. They don't know that as you get older, you get weaker. They don't know. That beauty is selling off. Even if it doesn't sell, it is going to be that. God wants to use you for them. God wants to use you for them. But before he can make use of you, you must first receive deliverance. That was the reason why he authorized the deliverance. And that is the focus of God. Any man has not gotten deliverance, how does he want to make authority for deliverance for another man? How will the Lord make use of them? How will the Lord make use of that house if that house has not been free? Because after it has been losing, that was when Jesus ride upon him. Because after it has been losing, that was when Jesus could use it. Today also, God is ready to set you free. I move to the third point before I... These are the implications. Implications of being obstinate. That it caused. There are many implications. I've told you before. God wants to deliver you. Without bathing at the riverside. Without making a concussion. Without chastising yourself with grace. He has authorized that. Lose them. It's the authority of God and it's above that one of the devil. But it is for those that are surrendered. That surrender themselves. Those people that are ready to receive it. Those people that are ready to dedicate themselves. Those people that are ready to hand over themselves. Those people that doesn't have struggled themselves with the Lord. When the man of God releases the authority, that is those people that the authority connects with and they get delivered. God is ready to use his ministers for hosts. Who is ready to take away our stubbornness? These are the implications of being obstinate. When man is obstinate, doesn't allow man to receive deliverance. These are the cause for death of many people in battle. This is the reason why many people die in their problems. Many are times when some people receive deliverance. Maybe the man of God uses his anointing and the covenant which the Lord has given to get deliverance for someone. If that person delivered doesn't come to the Lord and is not ready to give his life to Christ, it causes that man to go into another bondage. I'll tell you a certain occurrence that happened some time ago. As a certain brother we do preach to, and I can never forget, he was greatly sick that he has no hope, but God healed him. Not only him, there were much that thing happened to him. After God healed him, he began to come. It was not a little case. He can't sit down to the extent of walking. And God healed him. He has been shot at home. He has been shot at home. Because he has been rejected at hospitals. But ministers of God preached to him. And they said they had someone like that. And they prayed for him. And he was healed. And he went every time and he was healed. After he was healed, he began to come to church. Maybe after a month, he was totally healed. Just observe that he began to run from ministers of God. He began to hide himself. Went back to his workplace. Began to hide himself. The implications. There are wicked people that binded him before, and God delivered him. Then he went back. When he was taken the second time, he had no chance. He was killed straight. maybe a rat that you also want to catch it and kill it. And just showed himself as you raise up your cutlass to eat it. Dodge it and it went. Then it came the second time. He said that you are going to strike it with great. Not that it's going to struggle himself. You will take something big and hit it on it. These are the indications. If you are obstinate, don't become obstinate. That is the reason why Jesus told that man which he knew that he was prophesied that he had been freed. Don't go into sin again. If you are obstinate, it makes the devil afflict man. And God is just going to
be
obstinate is very dangerous. Don't have the thought that you can deceive ministers of God. Some people cry out and say, well, please pray for me, let God deliver me. After it has happened, it has been delivered and go, it's very dangerous. The devil that do that work is not yet dead. When God forsake the Lord that saved him, the Lord that wants to use him, and go astray and go into sin, the enemies that chase him and caught him the first time, will take him the second time and take him in a way that he wouldn't have the chance of surviving. It makes problem more tougher than the first time. It makes the devil hasten to kill. And greatly that if you are obstinate, it can make one end his journey in hell. I pray for you as a listen. Both you and I, we will end our journey in hell. Danger, implications, and judgment of being obstinate. Don't say that you are very wiser than your Creator. Surrender your life to God today. Listen to the truth. Today, it's going to look like a dream. If you can surrender your life, you will see that as you are getting to the new month, your life is transformed. You will see that a new transformation, a new transformation comes into your life. Because it has the reason why God planned it in this way. Who is ready to hand over all to God? Who is ready to say, I won't go back into sin? Who is ready to renounce sin and its pleasure? Who is ready to renounce sin and every simple lifestyle? Let me tell you, the devil won't want man to live in. Devil test with sin. The devil will make you see sin as a bonus. The devil is going to sugarcoat sin for man. Devil is a lie. There is no enjoyment in sin. Therefore, as you are seated, try to snatch yourself and make the decisions with God as you see. That's
all.
I'm not adamant and I'm not sorry. Do like that
act.
That I am here. As the disciple of Jesus. I am here. To make use of that authority. I am here. Before you. As his ambassador. I am here. As to signify his power and his great authority. I am here to make use of that authority. It is left over to you. Can you bow your head now? And Lord, I'm not adamant again. Lord, I'm not stubborn. And I'm not struggling myself with
Whatever you want me to use me for. What you want me to use
me for.
Lord, here I am. Surrender my life unto you. Begin to say this. Begin to speak to God. Begin to tell the Lord. I don't struggle myself with you
anymore.
Lord, I'm not being stubborn. I'm not being another man. Lord.
Jonah.
Oba
Olorun sori kokon.
He was adamant with God.
Oba Olorun lagidi.
He was stubborn.
Iyan lo mu ki won ju omi to mu keje o gbe mi.
That was the reason why he was started to see and speak swallowing him.
Olorun ti baju lomo.
And God showed him his mercy.
Oja jo ko je jo pa.
Doesn't allow the fish to kill him.
Eja gbe mi ni.
The fish just swallowed him.
O si wa ninu eja yen fun ojo meta.
And was in the fish belly for 3 days.
O gba awe nira.
He fasted for.
O gba awe ti ma ti ba.
He fasted forcefully.
O gba awe pelu ibanuje okan.
He fasted with a sorrowful
heart. Yàgò fún òní inú ẹjọ́ òfèrí ṣe yóò dàbí yàrá ẹni.
Will that speech barely look like his room?
Ṣé inú ẹjọ́ dàbí ìdàbò tẹ́lí ìdàbò gbé fóòmù tó sùn lé?
Will the first speech barely look like he was sleeping on a phone?
Yóò kàpò ni, yóò kàpò.
He's going to squeeze himself in.
Ẹ̀yin ò rò ọgbọ́n ò rò àlọ́ rò.
Ó lè pè ní mi sẹ́ńtà náà.
Mo gbọ́ orú ẹja ló gbó lára.
All the heat in the fish belly was.
Àkóbá ti di wíwàrò kìyẹn tó senu.
That was the implications of his stubbornness.
Ọba pàtàkì iṣẹ́ náà ni pẹ̀lú nira.
And he eventually delivered the message.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ Ọlọ́run sọ̀rọ̀ níbi tó wà.
Speak to the Lord where you are.
Ó tẹ́lẹ̀ pé mo gbé eyín dìde.
Before I tell you to rise
up. Olúwa.
The Lord.
Agídí tí mo ti lò látẹ̀yìnwá ti tó.
Lord, my stubbornness is a
lie. Mi ò lágídí mọ́.
Lord, I'm not stubborn.
Mi ò sórí kokun mọ́.
I'm not alarming.
Èmi ò tún dúra mi mọ́ yín lọ́wọ́ mọ́.
I won't struggle myself with you again.
Ohun tí ẹ bá bẹ́ẹ̀ fi mí ṣe.
Whatever you want me to
do. Ajé èrè rèé.
Here I am.
Ọtí mímu mo ti sílẹ̀.
Drinking of alcohol.
Àjèrè ṣíṣe mo ti sílẹ̀.
Immorality is a
concern. Ìṣekúṣe àlè yíyàn mo ti sílẹ̀. Èyí mo fẹ́ fi fẹ́ gẹ́ ẹ̀sọ́. Iwọ tó ń ṣí dúdó ní dúdó ní dúdó ju bọ́ọ̀lù wa sọ̀rọ̀ báyìí.
You that you have said you are closing and
saying that to God. Ètò Ọlọ́run fún ayé rẹ jù sí wọn lè tọ lọ. Iwọ tó ń tọ́tí.
You that you are selling and calling drink.
Iṣẹ́ fọ́lọ́ ni fún ọjọ́ yẹn lọ.
The work God has for you.
Tẹ̀rí rẹ bá kó sọ fún Olúwa.
Bow your head and speak to God.
Olúwa.
Lord.
Ìdúrà mi mọ́ lọ́wọ́ mọ́.
I never struggle myself with you.
Ìdúrà mi mọ́ lọ́wọ́ mọ́.
I'm not being obstinate.
Èmi rè
é.
Olúwa.
Lord, this is me.
Àtẹ̀mí mi.
Look my spirit.
Àtọkàn mi.
My heart.
Àti gbogbo ẹ̀yà ara mi.
And the entirety of my
body. Mo yọ̀ǹda rẹ̀ fún ọ lónìí.
I surrender it unto you.
Mo yọ̀ǹda rẹ̀ fún ọ lónìí.
I surrender it unto you.
Màá yà sí mímọ fún ọ.
I will consecrate it
to you. Mo fi gbogbo ayé mi fún ọ.
I give the totality of my
life. Ó ṣe níbi ìdí kan o.
Not only here.
Ìgbà tí mo wọ bá wọ sí school lọ fún ni.
Even when I go to school.
Bí mo lọ sí orílẹ̀-èdè mìíràn ni.
Even when I travel out.
Èpè náà mìíràn ni.
Another state.
Ibikíbi tí o lè mú mi wà lórí ayé.
We go to the place of this hour.
Ohun tí mo ń sọ náà mo ń sọ pé.
Lord, I will always
honor my God. Mo yọ̀ǹda ayé mi fún ọ.
I surrender my life unto
you. N ò tún ju ara mi mọ́ lọ́wọ́ mọ́.
I would struggle myself.
N ò tún sórí kunkun mọ́.
I would become adamant again.
Àtẹ̀mí mi.
Both my spirit.
Àtọkàn mi.
My heart.
Àgbọ̀n ara mi.
My body.
Gbogbo ẹ̀yà ara mi.
All my body.
Mo yà sọ́tọ̀ fún ọ lábẹ́.
I consecrate for you today.
Ẹ dìde lórí ẹsẹ̀ yín.
Rise up on your feet.
Ẹ dìde lórí ẹsẹ̀ yín.
Rise up on your feet.
Ní orúkọ Jésù, Olúwa wa.
Jesus name we.
Ní orúkọ Jésù, Olúwa wa.
Jesus name we.
Ẹ má jẹ́ kí ẹnikẹ́ni jókòó ẹ dìde lórí ẹsẹ̀ yín.
Let no one be seated, rise up on your feet.
Ní orúkọ Jésù, Olúwa wa. Arábìnrin yẹn.
That sister.
Jọ̀wọ́ ayé rẹ̀ f'Olúwa.
Surrender your life to God.
Ètò Ọlọ́run ní fún ọ.
The plans God has for you.
Mo kọjá eré tí wọ́n ń sá.
It is more than that race you
have. Mẹ́nu rẹ̀ lẹ́nu bí oṣù ti ń parí.
Determine it today as this month runs to an end.
Mẹ́nu rẹ̀ o.
Determine today.
Mo fi kọ́ ẹ lóore yìí.
I want to teach you this song.
Ó kọ́ láti fi Bọ́lọ́run sọ.
You sing it to speak to God.
Pé ohun tó fẹ́ fi mí ṣe. Irísẹ́ Olúwa, ohun tó fẹ́ fi mí ṣe.
fimi se oluwa ohun to fe fimi se oluwa ki da mi to koja lo ka koko mi to koja
to fe fimi se oluwa ohun to fe fimi se oluwa ohun to fe fimi se
Kako mi to koja,
looks like a joke. Examine your life. As I told you to do, not rushing. The Lord called Isaiah. He said, I am O Lord. This is what the Spirit of God wants every one of us to do.
Send me.
Once you call the name of Jesus,
mo wí nípa àtẹ olúwa.
I say by the authority of God.
Nítorí pé àtẹ olúwa ni.
Because it is the authority of God.
Gbogbo ìdí ẹ̀mí òkòkò.
Every bondage of the people.
Gbogbo ẹ̀ṣẹ̀.
Bondages of sin.
Gbogbo ìdí ogun.
Bondages of prayer.
Irú èyí tó rí ó jẹ́.
Whatever kind it is.
Ẹ tú kúrò kúrò ní ayé.
Lose away from her life.
Ẹ lọ́sẹ̀ kúrò ní bẹ́ẹ̀ wà kẹ́. Ẹ adúlọ̀ ẹ lẹ́ máa dàbí ìṣẹ́jú
máa. You can you pray for that prayer for 5 minutes. Olè
Jaji dúró kí n tó ní ẹgbà bí ẹ̀mẹta.
I might tell you to pray.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ náà rí ìṣẹ́jú máa nù ẹgbà.
You need that 5 minutes prayer.
Ẹ jẹ́ ẹnu ara yín wí.
You say it with your mouth.
Gbogbo irú ìdè yóò wú pé ìdè.
Ìdè ẹ̀mí bondages of the demons I am in.
Ẹ tú kúrò ní ayé mi.
Lose away from my life.
Ẹ tú.
Say lose.
Gbogbo irú ìdí ẹ̀sẹ̀ tó dé
mi. Whatever kind of bondages.
Ẹ tú kúrò.
Lose.
Gbogbo irú ìdí ogun.
Whatever bondages.
Ó ti ayé mi.
That bound my life.
Yóò jẹ́ ní ṣe ń tọ́ yẹn ṣe.
That hinder me of doing the right
thing. Yóò fún mi láàyè láti wúlò fọ́lọ́ mi.
That hinder me of being useful for God.
Àkókò ti tó.
It is enough.
Olúwa ti pàṣẹ.
God has been using
the spirit. Ẹ tú. Gbogbo ìdè.
Every bondage.
Gbogbo ìdè.
Every bondage.
Ìdè ẹ̀mí òkòkò.
Bondages of the darkness.
Gbogbo ìdè ẹ̀mí àìmọ́.
Bondages of demons.
Tóbi ayé mi.
Abide my life.
Ẹ tú.
Lose.
Àkọ́kọ́ nù.
That's the first one.
Gbogbo ìdè ẹ̀ṣẹ̀.
Every bondages of
sin. Irú ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ yòówù torí ó jẹ́.
Whatever kind of sin it is.
Ẹ tú.
Lose.
Ẹ̀kẹta. Gbogbo ìdè ogún.
Bondages of problems.
Ẹ tú.
Lose.
Gbọ́n. Wọ́n lé ti ṣẹ̀ ní ó lé ti ṣe àwọn nǹkan kan.
You might have committed some sin before. You might have just
gone. Bóyá a ti fi ìdílé rí ẹ.
Maybe some denominations of evil have been
made by you. Ṣùgbọ́n torí pé o wà ní abẹ́ ìpè
yìí. But you are under this.
O wà ní abẹ́ ọ̀rọ̀ yìí.
You are under this.
Wọ́n wá sí abẹ́ ọmọdé òye.
Under this finance.
Ìpinnu burúkú yà fún olórí ẹ. Èyí tó ju májẹ̀mú àtijọ́ lọ.
Tí
orúkọ Jésù.
For the name of Jesus.
Pé gbogbo onírú ìdè tó di ayé.
Every covenant that has bound my life.
Yóò jẹ́ kí n lè mú ìrẹsọ́ náà fi rán mi wá sáyẹ̀
fẹ́. Yàrá ìjà ni òkùnkùn my God sent
me. Oyè ẹ̀sù. Oyè ẹ̀sù. Ọlọ́run fẹ́ kí wọn náà sọ̀rọ̀ ni o.
Ti ti ọ̀ṣọ́ bọ́ ìta.
Èéfà fẹ́ èèyàn.
It is not the authority of men.
Àṣẹ olúwa ni.
Authority of God.
Ẹ tú kú ọ̀nà náà rí.
Losing the way
from. Ọyẹ ẹ̀fẹ́. Oyà ẹ̀tú ẹ̀tú ẹ̀tú. Gbogbo ìdè. Ẹ̀tú kúrò.
Lose.
Ẹ̀tú kúrò.
Lose.
Ẹ̀tú.
Lose.
Ẹ̀tú.
Lose.
Yes. Lábẹ́ májẹ̀mú ti tó ti ẹ̀jẹ̀ dé. Gbogbo ìgbésí àmì emèrè àmì oṣù àmì àjẹ́ àmì ògbóni àmì amọ́gbá. Gbogbo ìgbésí àwọn ẹ̀mí ọ̀run àbáàdì. Gbogbo ìgbésí àwọn ẹ̀mí òrìṣà. Ẹ tú.
Máa
wí.
Gbogbo
ìgbésí
ayé.
Gbogbo ìdí ogó.
Every Monday is a problem.
Lórí. Lójú.
Lọ́wọ́.
Lẹ́sẹ̀.
Àìkúrú.
Ẹ̀tú. Nítorí tí àṣẹ tí Olúwa ti pa ni.
Because he is the authority with the Lord has commanded.
Ìdètùkú olóyè mi.
Bọ́lá ní ìdílé ìdílé ìfọ̀mọ̀ náà.
Ìdètùkú olóyè mi.
Bọ́lá ní ìdílé
ìdílé. Wí. Ìdètù.
Bọ́lá ní ìdílé ìdílé.
Ìdètù.
Bọ́lá ní ìdílé ìdílé.
Ìdètù.
Bọ́lá ní
ìdílé
ìdílé. Bọ́lá ní
ìdílé
ìdílé.
Ìdètù.
Bọ́lá ní
ìdílé
ìdílé.
Ìdètù.
Bọ́lá
Ya tu kuro. Ide tu. Ide tu ni oruko Jesu. Ide tu ni oruko
Jesu.
Ide tu ni oruko
Jesu.
Ide tu ni oruko Jesu.
Ide
tu ni oruko
Jesu.
Yes.
Benny.
Ni orúkọ Jésù Olúwa wa.
Jesus reign and all.
Ìgbà ìkẹta nìyẹn.
The third time.
Gbogbo ìdè ìdí ẹ̀mí àìmọ́.
Every bondage of demons.
Gbogbo ìdè sí onírúurú ẹ̀ṣọ́.
Bondages to whatever kind of sin.
Gbogbo ìdè sí onírúurú ogun.
Bondages to whatever kind of problem.
Ẹ̀túnkù lọ́wọ́ mi.
Lose for me.
Ẹ̀túnkù ònú ayé mi.
Lose in my life.
Torí pé àrẹ Olúwa ni.
What's the authority of God?
Jésù ló pàṣẹ rẹ̀.
Jesus has commanded.
Ẹ̀kẹ́ tó kú ni ní o.
Last time.
Ọyẹ ẹ̀tú.
Lose.
Ẹ̀tú. Oye Olúwa ti sọ̀rọ̀.
Because the Lord has spoken.
Gẹ́gẹ́ sì ni kí ọ̀rọ̀ náà ó faramọ́.
And it's a must for that word.
Gẹ́gẹ́ ni kó fìdí múlẹ̀ nínú ayé
olú. To be established in my life.
Ìdè tún kúrò lára mi.
Wọ́n ní 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 ìdòwò.
Ìdè tún kúrò láyé mi.
Wọ́n ní ní ní
ìdòwò. Oye Ẹ̀tọ́.
Money is good over my body.
ni orúkọ Jésù. Olúwa wa.
Ẹni tó wà ní ẹgbẹ́ yín lẹ́nu jọ̀mọ́ àkọjú sí.
Ẹ
lè tọ́ lọ.
Ẹ
kàn pé orúkọ Jésù. Ẹ gbọ́
àṣẹ
Olúwa ni.
Ṣé
gbogbo ìdè tó di ẹni yìí?
Everybody is abiding this person.
Ìdè tó di ẹni yìí?
But they didn't abide this person.
Ṣé kí ó sọ fún ọ kí wọ́n náà wọ́?
Let that person tell you and you.
Ìdè tó di ayé ẹni.
Everybody is abiding the person's life.
Ìdè tó di ayé ẹni yìí?
But they didn't abide this person's life.
Ìdè ẹ̀mí òkùnkùn tó di ayé ẹni yìí?
But they didn't abide this
person's life. Ó yà
lose.
Ìní ogun tó di ayé ẹni yìí?
Ìdí ẹsẹ̀ tó di ayé
ẹni yìí? Ìdí ẹsẹ̀ tó di ayé ẹni
yìí?
Assignment. Lorúkọ Jésù.
Yes, kúrò.
Eyàtí. Tútútú. Ó ní ẹtú wọn kí ẹ ti bàbá fún mi wá. Ẹ tú wọn kí ẹ ti bàbá fún mi wá. Gbogbo ìdí ẹ̀mí òkòkò. Gbogbo ìdí ẹ̀sẹ̀. Gbogbo ìdí onírúurú ẹ̀sẹ̀. Gbogbo ìdí onírúurú ogun. Eyàtí. Jésù Olúwa wa.
Ọbọ̀lá yẹn náà la wà.
Èèyàn
kò join àwọn èèyàn kò join èèyàn méjì yẹn wẹ́n jàjẹ́ mẹ́ta mẹ́ta.
Someone will join that two.
Láàrin ìṣẹ́jú àyà.
Ẹ
tẹ̀jẹ̀ mẹ́ta mẹ́ta.
Just become three.
Ẹ tẹ̀jẹ̀ mẹ́ta.
Become three.
Yes.
Become three.
Ẹ tẹ̀jẹ̀ mẹ́ta.
Become three.
Ẹ tẹ̀jẹ̀ mẹ́ta.
Make sure you become three.
Mẹ́ta.
Three.
Mẹ́ta.
Three.
Mẹ́ta.
Three.
Ṣé ẹ ti bùra mẹ́ta yẹn?
Have you become three?
Ẹ kàn pé orúkọ Jésù.
Call the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Àwọn ènìyàn méjì yìí ẹgbẹ́ ọ̀fọ̀ olùkùn. Àwọn ènìyàn yìí. Gbogbo ìdí ẹ̀mí òkòkò.
Every bond is of demons.
Gbogbo ìdí irú ẹ̀mí òkòkò tó kù
kù. Bond is of what? Tever kinds of demons.
Ìdí ẹ̀sẹ̀ tó di ayé ẹ̀mí.
Bond is of sin and blindness.
Ìdí ogun tó di ayé ẹ̀mí.
Bond is of problem.
Irú ẹ̀yìn tó rí kọjá.
Tever kind of.
Olúwa ti pọ̀ sí.
The Lord has come.
Ya bebe ibe, oye ẹsi 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 bebe ibe, oye about you. I mean, you come out.
You keep saying the name.
We are who God is. You can see yourself. You read the young who told that they are there.
It's abundant. You are
finding it. Bina jabe,
Bina jade. Loruko Jesu Kristi. Tori pa ti fi oruko kan fun wa. Eyi to bori gbogbo oruko. Pẹ̀lú oruko Jesu Kristi. Ni ki gbogbo eku ko ma kule. Eti be ni oro ati ti be ni aye ati ti be ni isalele. Ati pe ki gbogbo awon ki o ma jawo pe Jesu ni Oluwa fun ogun Olorun baba. Nitori na mo wi gbogbo eyin emi ati dede ni eyin emi akoni ni dekun iru eyin yowu ti eri eje emi emo ni emi ese ni emi ogun ni eje nitori pe awon eniyan yi ti ni 10 billion Oluwa emi Olorun si ti wa inu won nipa ijewo igbagbo won tori na ni mo pase fun o. Gbogbo ẹ̀yin ẹ̀mí tó wọnú àgọ́ ara ẹ̀yin ẹ̀mí tó ń bá ọmọ rìnrìn àjò ẹ̀yin ẹ̀mí tó tójú oorun tó ti pa afẹ́fẹ́ oúnjẹ jíjẹ àìgbàgbọ́ àìkíyèsára wọnú ayé wọn ọyẹ ẹ̀fòjáde. Gbogbo ẹ̀yin ẹ̀mí àṣẹkú pani ẹ̀fòjáde kúrò nínú àgọ́ ara wọn ẹ̀fòjáde. Gbogbo ẹ̀yin ẹ̀mí tó máa ń wọ́ sí ẹsẹ̀ ẹ̀yin ẹ̀mí tí máa ń nini lára ẹ̀yin ẹ̀mí adániwọlẹ̀ ẹ̀fòjáde ní orúkọ Jésù. Bí ẹ ti ń jáde ẹ gbọdọ̀ padà síbẹ̀ mọ́ àárín ẹyin lọ sínú ọ̀gbọ tí ò nísàlẹ̀ ẹ̀kẹ́ lọ síbẹ̀ ní orúkọ Jésù. Àárín ẹyin lọ sínú ọ̀gbọ inú ọ̀gbọ tí ò nísàlẹ̀ ẹ kọjá lọ síbẹ̀. Ẹ ò gbọdọ̀ wẹ̀yìn ẹ kọjá lọ síbẹ̀ ẹ wà níbẹ̀ títí láyé ẹ ò gbọdọ̀ padà sínú ayé àwọn èèyàn yìí mọ́ láti òní lọ. Ẹ di òmìnira ẹ̀yin èèyàn yìí mo kéde òmìnira fún yín lẹ́mìíní ọkàn àti ní ara níbi ìserere nínú àdàwọlé nínú ìrí. Ẹ di òmìnira o èrò bí àti sọdásẹ́ kò lè sẹ lórí yín mọ́ aláìbí asọ́dásẹ́ lórí yín èfé níbi ayé ìdànù kúrò lórí yín ọgbọ́n rere ọlọ́run àti àmì rẹ̀ kó wà lára yín a tu yín sílẹ̀ ògoni fún Olúwa. Ẹ máa yí ara yín wọ ẹni tó bá ń tó ṣe pé ara níwá bí tó ní àìsàn ẹ jẹ́ ká olúkúlùkù kò yí ara yín. Ẹ máa yí ara yín wò kẹ́ bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí yín Olúwa. Ẹ bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí kí Olúwa pé Olúwa ṣeun. Ẹ bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí yín. Yí ara rẹ wò. Kìí ṣe bí o ti tẹ́lẹ̀ lórí mọ́. Kìí ṣe bí o ti wà tẹ́lẹ̀ ló wà mọ́. Máa ní Olúwa. Bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí yìí. Ní orúkọ Jésù Olúwa wa. Ẹ pàtẹ́wọ́ ńlá fún Jésù fún ọjọ́ fi ṣe. Ẹ jẹ́ ká pàtẹ́wọ́ ńlá fún Jésù fi. Pàtẹ́wọ́ yẹn pàdáadáa. Amen. Bí a ti ṣe nìyí. Ẹ torí àkókò wa tàbá ní a máa gbó ẹ̀rí báyìí aago méjìlá sí wà níbí ṣùgbọ́n tí ẹ ṣe ni wípé olúkúlùkù tí Ọlọ́run ṣe nínú ayé yín ẹ kọ́ bíi lẹ́tà kékeré orúkọ yín ohun tọ́lọ́run ṣe nínú ìṣẹ́jú yìí nínú ayé yín orúkọ yín ohun tọ́lọ́run ṣe fún yín àti ibi tí ẹ ti wá ẹ kọ́ síbẹ̀.